Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The left fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting third. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Hunfield. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Krause. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Faber. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Red Faber. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The center fielder, Harry Rice. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting seventh. The catcher, Eddie Phillips. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Heinie Scubbel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Whitehill. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Earl Whitehill. And now, play ball. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill strikes out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards second. Gehringer can't make a play. That's a base hit. Metzler moves to third. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a fly ball into center field. Mostill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Johnson moves to third. Rice moves to second. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Rice scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Metzler. Alexander reaches second base with a double. Heilman moves to third. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a fly ball towards right. Reynolds catches it and throws to home to double up Heilman. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel takes first base on ball 4. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Krause settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heinie Scubbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scubbell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill bunts towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. Scubbell moves to second. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 0-for-1 in the game. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops it up and throws to first, with Whitehill covering, for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Metzler strikes out. Two outs. Willie Kom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kom is 0-for-1 in the game. Kom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scubbell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a pop-up towards short. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field. Mostill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Heilman hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunfield hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scubbell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber can't make a play. That's a base hit. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. McManus strikes out. 1 out. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Alexander moves to second. 2 outs. Heine Scubble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scubble is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Scubble hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alexander moves to third. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0 for 0 in the game. Whitehill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0 for 1 in the game. Krause hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0 for 1 in the game. Faber hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Krause moves to third. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 0 for 2 in the game. Mostill hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it and throws to second for the out. Krause scores. 2 outs. It's 2-1, Tigers. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 0 for 2 in the game. Kham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Metzler moves to second. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a pop-up towards the mound. Whitehill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson strikes out. 1 out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 2 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Heilman hits a pop-up towards third. Kham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sissel hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman. Sissel reaches second base with a double. Hunfield goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 2, Tigers, 2. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sissel. The throw from Phillips and he is safe. Sissel steals third. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Krause is called out on strikes. Two outs. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Faber is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-2 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Heinie Scubbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scubbell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Scubbell hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 0-for-3 in the game. Mostill strikes out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Metzler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kham hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rice who is chasing the ball. Kham reaches third base with a triple. Metzler goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, White Sox. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Kham scores. Clancy moves to second. It's 4-2, White Sox. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground for an out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hunfield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitehill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Rice hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sissel hits a pop-up towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Faber hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-for-4 in the game. Ma still hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rice. Ma still reaches second base with a double. Faber moves to third. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-3 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Heilman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Alexander strikes out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-3 in the game. McManus hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Com hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clancy strikes out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Johnson fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Johnson. Johnson throws it away. That's an error on Johnson. Com goes all the way around to score. Reynolds moves all the way to home. It's 6-2, White Sox. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scubble scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scubble scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Phillips hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Krause settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heine Scubble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scubble is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Scubble hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Stone pinch hits for Earl Whitehill. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kraus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.